Barbara Streisand, How Many Innocent People Have to Die Before We Get Gun Control? By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 24, 2019. Left-wing pop icon Barbara Streisand reacted to the Supreme Court's decision to hear a firearm case by asking how many innocent people have to die before we get gun control. She emphasized the deaths of children in her plea, saying, "To be clear, no one is trying to amend, let alone revoke, the Second Amendment. How many innocent people, especially children, have to die before it's okay to have sensible legislation?" Streisand did not provide details on what sensible legislation she would like to see implemented. For example, the Grammy winner did not say she would like to see red flag laws, like those that exist in California, where they did nothing to stop the November 7, 2018, borderline bar and grill attack that killed 12. Nor did she mention universal background checks, even though those also exist in California, where they did nothing to stop the December 2, 2015, San Bernardino attack which killed 14, the April 18, 2017, Fresno shooting which killed 3, or the September 12, 2018, Bakersfield shooting which killed 5. In fact, California, where Streisand lives, has every gun control law Democrats are pushing on the federal level and then some. In addition to red flag laws and universal background checks, California has gun registration requirements, a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases, an assault weapons ban, a one gun per month limit on handgun purchases, a minimum firearm purchase age of 21, a ban on campus carry, a good cause restriction for concealed carry permit issuance, and ammunition purchase controls. The ammunition controls limit law-abiding Californians to buying ammunition from state-approved vendors, all of whom are in-state sellers. It also adds a fee to any ammunition bought online, also requiring that ammunition to be shipped to a state-approved vendor for pickup. Despite all these controls, California's firearm homicide rate rose 18% from 2014 to 2016. Instead of admitting the failure of these myriad gun controls, Streisand is assuring us she does not want to eliminate the Second Amendment altogether. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.